The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Denver, the voice of the people. News Talk 710. Our leader and president of the Kyle Clark Fan Club. This is Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
It's Friday morning, everyone. Now I can't hear at all. See, they come in. Already it's gone bad. Friday morning, May the 7th, 2021. They switched my microphone plug hole in. Again, the attack of the clones. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. 82 will be the high today. 70 tomorrow. It is Mother's Day weekend. 56 on Sunday. Chuck, want to light your mic up? This is Larry. Randy's got his mic. Is that it? You got it? You there? Test 1, 2. See if we got a mic.
Speak.
1, 2, 3.
There you go.
Oh,
great. You're there. All right. Let me reintroduce everyone. You know them anyhow, but Randy Corcoran, of course, his show tomorrow morning. Very much involved in Republican politics, and Chuck Bonnewell, who is now the executive committee of the state of Colorado GOP. And all of us are great friends. We have been over arguments and arguments for years and years and years. And one of my needs or wants or at least considerations is to how can the Republican Party come back in Colorado, make an impact, and regain and take away from the people who are running the state now, what must the Republican Party do? And Randy and I had lunch on, was it Monday or Tuesday we ate lunch? And Chuck and I see Chuck and talk to Chuck all the time. And we've had this conversation. So I don't know who gets the jump ball question. But how can or what must the Republican Party do? And I don't think you need to identify when you speak. People know your voices, but do it. We'll start with Randy. What must the party do to recover?
Well, I think the party's doing a lot. I think one way you could help is to stop constantly trashing the Republican Party from a perspective of the outsider who doesn't really know what's going on inside or all around. This whole episode with the representative yesterday has a whole context and story to it. And yet for 4 hours, you know, we've been hearing about one stupid statement from a representative.
Actually,
and I don't know how that helps.
In truth, I just talked about it in the seven or in the
well, yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Well,
that was a great story. That was a great story.
Yeah.
You know, talk radio is what talk radio is. And I mean, I'm not going to defend what I did on the air to you. I'm sorry. It just ain't going to happen.
Well, but you asked what can be done.
Well, so you're saying that I have that control.
Well, I'm saying that you have a platform and you have a focus on digging out quite often without context.
What was the context with that?
Negatives about the Republican Party when there's so much to be talking about to get people fired up and going.
I just got done saying we could talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, i.e. the Democratic Party, or we can talk about the Broncos, i.e. the Republican Party. So my aim in all of this is to how do you make the Denver Broncos a winner? And so we can sit here and run down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but they won the Super Bowl, dude. Chuck?
Well, I mean, what do I think? I mean, when I ran for executive committee man, I said the Republican Party has to do three things. One, it's got to get rid of all the consultants who just bleed it dry, Clear Creek Strategies, Andy George, et cetera, et cetera. And that was accomplished when Christy Burton Brown came in. Those connections where they were just sucking the party dry are gone. Part two is the one I'm going around the state five times a day all across the state, along with Anil Mathai and you got to call him the other guy. He requested that you just say, and the other guy. He loves being the other guy, Ben Nicholas. And to have people, we should be able to elect our own representatives. The Democratic Party has now decided to take over the Republican Party. Catherine Murdoch poured in $3 million for primaries to kick get control of the leadership of the party in the House. And the only way we can do that is to liberate our primaries and have Republicans vote so we can have people who stand for something rather than milquetoast. And the third thing, and then we got to take the state after we accomplish those two, and I hope to accomplish part two this August/September, and part three is start taking the state back from the Democrats. And you do that two ways. One, you get rid of ballot harvesting. No Republican can win a statewide thing as long as POLIS and the armies of the night just ballot collect everything possible from Denver and Boulder, and the rest of the state is irrelevant. So we've got to get rid of ballot harvesting, and we've got to be fighters. We can't be just, gosh, beautiful Colorado.
Yeah, and if we have platforms and we want to use them, why do we shine negative light on every aspect of the Republican Party? You know, this buckwheat thing, no conversation about Oreo cookies and the Democrat Party.
We did talk about it. We talked about it at great length.
How dare these people?
Now, hang on there a second. We talked about how Tim Scott was treated and how there's a relativeness of being, that one thing's okay and one's not okay. But that's not okay.
Is there any value to adding?
By the way, it was a one-day show.
I understood. And is there any value in? And I heard it being talked about on the way in, which is why it was at the top of my mind.
All right.
But is there any value in actually knowing what happened, what led up to the guy making a stupid using a stupid word that, for his background and for his context, had no racist connotations to it whatsoever?
We can do this all morning if you want to. You're not going to critique how I do a radio show that I've done for years and years and years, with, I may say, tremendous success.
Without a doubt.
I do the show the way I want to do it.
Sure.
And it has nothing to do with wanting to be a stalwart for the GOP. I don't understand this. We can either stop this right now or we can make it rough. You choose. I don't care.
Well, you're asking what we can do.
But don't come back at me. I'm not the one that lost the party. I'm not the one that screwed the pooch.
When you say we, I assume that means you too. So
that's
what I was responding to.
Do you want to continue to do this? I'm more than willing.
No, I'm answering your question.
Or do you want to move on to doing something positive?
Answering your question.
No, you didn't answer my question. You came in and gunned me with it.
You said, what can we do?
You came in and gunned me with yesterday's radio show, Randy. That's just the facts.
I heard as I was coming in, you talking about the guy.
I said about what happened in the aftermath, and it went nowhere. You walked in the door to gun me about yesterday's radio show. Now, that's not what lost the Republican Party, the state of Colorado. It sure as hell isn't this radio show.
No, but the lack of fight for Republicans, even ones who make mistakes, did.
Well, let's stand up for Corey. Let's stand up for...
He's got
to do this again.
He's got to fight for himself. You know, he didn't fight for himself.
What, am I talking to the wall here? You want to do this again, or do you want to...
Well, this is fun, man.
No, it
this
isn't.
This is
getting fun. It's not fun. It doesn't accomplish anything. I'm willing. Okay. You know that. But if you want to do something else here today, that's fine, too. You choose.
Well, empowering people rather than tearing them down is often a way to advance the ball.
You know, so that's you got to tell the truth. And the truth is the Republican Party in Colorado, I love these two women. They've been wonderful. They've done everything that they said they were going to do. They came in here. I talked to them. I couldn't get Cory Gardner in here with a crowbar.
No.
I couldn't get Walker Stapleton in here with a stick of dynamite. I couldn't get any of these guys. And now you're going to come in here and say, well, you won't help the Republican Party. My dying rear end, as my father would say, what have they done for me?
Putting words in my mouth now.
What? You want to start this again?
All right.
Now, the truth speaks for itself. The party needs to change.
Party is changing, and the ladies are doing a tremendous job.
I think so, too.
I was impressed at the executive meeting. I know we had some interesting conversations about procedures and the chain of power and all that sort of thing. But they've got great ideas out there, putting grab bag kits together for these local candidates who have no idea. I'm teaching a class tomorrow on the legal aspects of getting into office for school boards and different things like that.
Yeah, that's what I love. You got to win the school board. You got to win the municipal races. You got to win the ground. That's where you get your candidates. That's where you get your bench. And they're all for that, which is great because the party was not. Before, if you were running in a municipal election, forget about it. If you're running for a school board, forget about it.
You couldn't even get data. You couldn't even get the
information. Yeah, no, they wouldn't even talk to you. You couldn't get a return phone call. So these women are doing a great job.
It's Friday morning. Chuck Bonomo, Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyles. Good morning, everyone. Beautiful day today, and then the weekend, Mother's Day is 56, and we got rain. So, as Lenin said, what is to be done? Chuck?
Well, get rid of ballot harvesting, put it on the ballot, do whatever. You're not going to ever win another. They've crooked the election so badly, you cannot win in Colorado. You can dispute it. I've run mail ballot elections. I've done it. And mail ballot elections, when you can ballot harvest, means it's no more an election than one Stalin had. You go to apartment houses, you go to old age homes, you pay off the managers, and you just collect all the ballots. And that's what they've done in Denver. They got 250 vote lead in Denver, another 100,000 Boulder, and the elections are over. So you either get that, or I don't think you even participate in the statewide elections because they're crooked as it could be.
Then why take the fight?
I wouldn't. You know, down in Mississippi and Alabama in the 1920s, when the Democrats made sure that blacks couldn't vote, they didn't run candidates because it was a crooked election. And Polis isn't a validly elected Democrat. He's a demigod who's now run this state under decree for what, 12, 13 months? I mean, it's disgraceful. Disgraceful.
The Republican Party ran a guy named Walker Stapleton. Isn't there some responsibility of that candidate being so bad?
Well, he's the kind of candidate you love. He's a moderate.
No, I don't.
I never
met the guy.
I've met him. He wasn't extreme. He was just your kind of milquetoast
Republican. My milquetoast.
Well, you keep on saying it should be the middle. The middle takes the election.
How do you win without appearing and, again, going to the people who are now unaffiliated, who have families, who want their families? And what I heard from Walker Stapleton, who never answered my phone calls.
You never called him.
Well, we did, too. We tried all the time. Wish Billy were here today. Tell you how many times we tried to get a hold of him.
He's afraid of you.
I'm going to throw a pen at you. Wait a minute. Because I wanted him to win, and now he's afraid of me? You guys are illogical. The point of this is, if you can't win, why take the fight?
I agree. It's a rigged election. I wouldn't run anybody for governor. I guess you become a minor party, but that's better than being controlled. All the Republican Party right now, unless it starts fighting back, it's just the Washington Generals. It's just a make-weight so the Democrats can pretend they held an election.
And that's where I circle back, even to the buckwheat comment yesterday. If you don't start fighting for your people, I'm taking it away from you though. Now you're asking about what the party can do. The party does not need to fold its tent against a bunch of racists who look for every word to feel hurt over, and then run the other way. They need to show up as fighters, because the reason people are walking away from the Republican Party is because they don't have fighters.
That was Walker, and that was those other guys.
Well, it's not
your candidates, it is, not mine.
Not my candidates.
Really, were.
No, I primaried. I worked in primaries against those people.
I know you did.
Yeah. So, and the party itself doesn't choose those candidates, unfortunately. And that goes back to what Chuck said about the big money that rolls in, and that Tom Tancredo got moneyed out by Republican interests.
And he got his throat cut by people that you now told me, hey, go to them, because they were part of the throat cutters, and we're going to do that away from the show. But Tommy got his throat cut.
Sure. And that's the reason that I spend so much time working my way into a power structure on the national level and on the state level to put a stop to that kind of garbage.
The big lay down that I am, who was my guy? Tancredo.
Absolutely.
I did everything I could to try and get Tommy through, and I'd go do it again. But you guys, we come back to something. Chuck's here and Randy's here, and it's 13 after the hour. We'll get calls in, I promise. You guys we need a candidate. I'll go collectively with you. We need candidates. And don't tell me it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. When you rig the system, I tell you what, get Susan Beckman in here. She's watched how the Democrats run elections.
Then are they smarter than you?
They got more money than me.
Are they smarter?
They have millions and millions of dollars pouring in from everywhere outside of the one. And they control the courts. The Supreme Court of Colorado rigged the redistricting, so they control the courts. They control the legislatures, and it's a disgrace.
But how'd they get the power to do it in the first place? They won elections.
You can't win them again.
No, no.
How did Lenin get in? Stop he won an election. How did Hitler get in? He won an election.
No, Hitler didn't win an election.
Yeah, he did. He got a plurality of the 1932 vote.
They actually
he did
so. Lost votes.
He got a plurality of the votes.
When he jumped across after the Reichstag fire, come on.
Reichstag fire comes later. And what he did, it's one election, one time.
No.
And that's what the Marxists do. That's what the socialists do. And that's what the Democrats in Colorado do. What they want to do nationally.
The election prior to the fire, the party had actually shrunk. The party had not as many people.
No.
I'm not going to do this with you.
Speaking of fires, the morning show.
Yeah, bro.
7 o'clock hour.
Quit it, both of you. All right, here's my question. Chuck says that you can't win. And I say, you can win. But you got to have the right fighter. And Tancredo was the last great fighter.
Well, he should have run at the right time instead of running the Constitution Party. That was a disaster.
No, he got wrecked in the Republican Party. You know, we was there. We were both there.
He should have stayed in the last time when he kicked out Brockler. He should have stayed in the fight, and he would have won the nomination, and he would have could have pounded away. He wouldn't have had any money, just like all Republicans.
He called me,
but he just bailed.
What can the party win?
Have to believe it can win to keep doing the job.
Me too. We agree.
Yeah, and the opportunities that are out there are staying away from. I'll try and make this the last time I say it. Staying away from everything that the Republican Party does wrong and focusing on all of the damage and danger that's being dragged into Colorado. To our schools, to our families, to our jobs, going from fourth in employment to 48th in unemployment, or vice versa. Mm. And all of those things. People are sick of the imperial governor. And a lot of people are disheartened because they watch the mainstream media and they read the Denver Post and they believe everything that they're being told there. They think that's how everybody in the state feels and that they're outnumbered and outgunned. But Chuck is right. With a rigged system of all mail-in ballots, same-day registration, automatic registration at motor vehicle, it's a horrible thing to try and overcome. And they implemented this 14, 15 years ago, so they have a huge head start. But we understand it now. We see how it works. We see what it took to win a presidential with Donald Trump 4 years ago. Somebody who steps up and fights, doesn't back down.
That's my candidate argument.
Yeah.
Find me that guy. Or help! I'll help you find whoever it is, man or woman.
You mentioned,
Chuck says no matter what, they can't win. I say they can.
You mentioned Reagan, and I wonder if Reagan could win a 21st century election.
But are they men of their times?
Yeah. So you're not talking about that personality necessarily, but somebody who rises to the occasion.
Could Jack Kennedy be a Democrat today?
Yeah,
no, I mean, you can't do that one either.
Yeah.
That's an illogical argument. Jack Kennedy would not be a Democrat today. Harry Truman would not be a Democrat today. They wouldn't have anything to do with him. And Ronald Reagan, I'm not so sure. I'm a huge Reagan fan. Maybe your question's legit, you know. But where is that person?
It's you, Peter.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it could be.
They deep dive. They go look at that criminal record.
We got to Randy and I will set up we'll get you registered. We'll start a draft committee.
Right. No. You got a better shot with. I don't know. Somebody else.
Somebody else. Yeah.
I said, could you want to run for governor as a Republican? No, my parents were married.
it is disheartening to. I was at a Republican gathering earlier this week, an early morning gathering, and a longtime Colorado activist, another one packing up and just heading out the state.
Tons of people.
They're just not going to do it anymore.
You and I have talked about this. We've all talked about it. Randy, Chuck, and I are here. I got more friends moving to South Dakota. I mean, legitimate guys, you know, I've had enough.
Take their big house run up and go buy a spread
ranch, 40 acres.
True story. I'm in Sturgis, and Randy's going. He's going with me this year, and I'm in Sturgis, and the club I'm involved in throws a big party every year, and I meet this guy. I don't think I've told a story, and I think I've told you guys. Right out of Central Casting, he's got the Elvis bus driver hat, Harley Davidson, you know, string under your neck, pulled up. He's got an old pan. He's a plumber, and he works in Sturgis. And I said, we're talking, and there's a ski area. When you come into Sturgis up through the mountains and you come down, and I've never skied there, but it's a ski area. I said, so what's it like here? The guy said, well, he said, I've lived here for 63 years. He said, I'm a plumber. And I said, what's it like? He said, well, after you guys leave.
Yeah. Get out of here.
And he says, and then he said, them guys come and shoot them birds, and that's bird hunters. He said, then it gets cold. He said, and then he goes on and on. He said, they just leave you alone. He said, I shoot my handgun in my backyard.
There you go.
He went on a whole list of things. And I said, well, what's it like? And he said, well, he said, you get a hell of a place. He said, about 40 acres and some out, you know, some. Yeah. He said, $245,000.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm looking at him, and I'm going like,
you couldn't get a condo in Denver.
Yeah. I told you, his final line, we're going to break and come back with the guys. And I said, would you ever ski up there? He goes, no. He said, no. He said, but I get high and ride the chairlift. That's a true story.
That's got to be a good place to live.
My kind of guy, yeah.
That's got to be a good place to live.
We're going to be able to set up a remote broadcast from South Dakota.
On a chairlift.
On a chairlift.
On a chairlift.
Yeah.
And I said, what's it like? He said, I don't know. He said, I get high and ride the chairlift.
Okay. Could be worse.
Could be worse. My kind of guy. All right, 303-696-1971. We'll do a turnaround. Randy's here tomorrow. What are you going to do tomorrow morning on the show? What do you got?
Katie Hopkins coming back to town.
So all right.
All right.
Tell folks when they can come see her one last time this summer, I think. Yeah. And I'm really interested in this governor's race in California with Bruce Caitlin Jenner. Yeah.
See, let me ask you, I don't think they get him. Do you think they get him out of there, the governor? Newsom, do you think they pull him?
Oh, the odds are against that. I mean, if you look at the polls, Newsom gains in there. But, once you have there, anything could happen.
That is a puncher's thing.
Number one, it depends on whether there's three Republicans running against him or one.
Yeah, sure.
Number two, there are a lot of special elections that Republicans have won and haven't won them in California in decades. So.
Did you see that interview that Caitlyn Jenner did?
Yes, I loved it.
I loved it. Why don't you come here and run?
We need Caitlin. That's it.
We need Caitlin.
We need a good tranny. Come on.
Help me. Shut your microphone off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is like, kill his mic, will you?
Text the studio directly on the 710 KNUS app. Get it free at the App Store or Google Play.
Morning, everybody. Friday morning. My theme song. This won't be the first time. This old cowboy spends the night alone. The Marshall Tucker Band, 710 KNUS, May the 7th. It is a Mother's Day weekend. I swear we do these on-air, off-air interviews. And on the final day, I'm going to bring these guys in. And everything we do on-air, we'll do off-air. And we'll do the off-air on-air. And then we'll head for the exits. Chuck Bonnewell and Randy Corporan are here. Randy just got taken to the woodshed. I don't know what that was about. Warm weather has finally arrived, and expanding your outdoor living space, Urban Lights is the place to go for your lighting and ceiling fan needs. Urban Lights has the latest LED lighting. I've been here. We got new fixtures for the family unit. All these really smart ceiling fans that are just really great. Ceiling fans are the true answer. The huge selection of any room in your home, indoors, outdoors, big box home, carrying just about... Well, just everything. And if you go to the big box guys, they got about three Urban Lights, hundreds of light fixtures, ceiling fans, amazing selections of outdoor landscape lighting. Drop in their showroom today and schedule a free design appointment. You can also do virtual appointments so you can do everything online. Get 40% off all lighting, ceiling fans, home decor. They're just the best. 7 days a week, south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. 7 days a week, urbanlightsdenver.com. Tell them I sent you and knock an extra 10 off of it. But, man, a wonderful place. Weather's changing. Outdoor lighting. Now, Denver, again, these are our guys, Urban Lights. Randy Corporan is here and Chuck Bonnewell. So,
kumbaya,
my Lord.
Did they
kumbaya.
Try to be nice?
Kumbaya.
Don't even try it. All right, so we're talking off air. Chuck, you say ace, king, high, low, jack in the game. There's no chance to win.
No, we must have recognized that.
All right.
And win other races. That doesn't we give up. We take the state Senate. We try to take House seats. We try to take local seats. We have to quit playing the Washington Generals. We have to quit playing that we live in a democracy. They've rigged this state. They've rigged it.
It was the first, you know. The blueprint started in Colorado. It went to Virginia. They're working on it in Texas. They got close to taking out Ted Cruz with Beto O'Fricking Rourke. And so, you know, it is Ted Trimpa, you know, he was one of the authors.
He was super smart.
And they haven't let it go. And when you got a guy willing to spend $23 million of his own money.
Yeah, to ballot harvest.
It's a tough nut. But the flip side of it is, man, we've got to find the fighters. We've we've got to keep fighting until we get a winner. Look at what is happening in California. They recalled Newsom. They've got Republicans who are winning in districts that haven't won there in decades, and Colorado can do the same. And so I'm with Pete on, we got to fight this thing right through to game day.
I truly believe it. I don't think you can sit there and just say, that's okay, when your team gets beat and the kid walks off the mound. That's okay, honey, get in the car. You get beat. You know, so how do you win?
Well, what do you mean? They threw a spitball. They were stealing the signs. And one of your players was playing the Black Sox of 1919. And you go, oh, we got beat,
no,
Arthur.
No. So, you got beat. And that's just simply the truth. You
so,
got
Chuck,
beat.
What is your purpose in getting into leadership if you don't want to inspire people, to, even if it's not next year, to be working on the long
path? See, I'm siding with Randy
path.
Now. You see,
oh, now you guys are piling up on me.
Well,
we got to do a Cleveland here, Peter.
We planned, actually.
I didn't walk out, by the way. I monitored the mic. Never left the floor.
Chuck and I actually talked about turning on you yesterday. we just turned on him, so.
It'll come around. We got an hour. We got half an hour left.
My father used to say this about us. He'd say, you notice when two dogs are fighting, you and I had this conversation at lunch. My father would say, you ever see a third dog just come along, just sit down and watch?
Jump right out.
He didn't Who's even losing? Know these dogs.
Who's losing? I'm with the other guy.
No, it doesn't matter. You know, like, you ever see a dog, just two dogs are turning each other over, a dog can sit down and watches. That's the three of us. You know, it doesn't matter. We're going to jump in the fight. We turned on Randy. Now we're turning on Chuck. All right, so what is the way out? I mean, it's all for real. I mean, I said to myself, actually, Randy and I went and had lunch and talked about this. What must we do? Because I want to know who the – I just got a text from somebody we all know who said, okay, who's the candidate?
Yeah, candidate's not out there yet. All right, well, let me put
there
it this way.
There won't be one.
The surprise candidate, the Reagan of his time that you're talking about, we've talked to a couple people who might fit that mold, no question about it, but they may be too smart to throw their hat into the ring right now. But here's what is being done, and that is I mentioned this training I'm doing tomorrow after the radio show to teach up-and-coming grassroots, ground-level candidates to get into school boards and city councils, all of the places where you actually build a bench, which prior versions of the Republican Party absolutely ignored.
Yes.
And Anil Mathai has been out shouting this from the mountaintops.
Right.
It's one of the reasons you and I worked our way into some management-level position in the Colorado GOP. And the ladies came along at the right time with good ideas.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So
I agree.
That's a start.
Who would be the dream candidate? I mean, you and I, we look at this and you look at the field, and regardless of...
I still think you're selling yourself short.
You know,
you could bring in the unaffiliated, you could bring in...
You
the,
have to.
Yeah, you could do it.
No, he's talking
you
about you.
It, Peter. you gotta that leap. You need to take the leap. You need to take the lead.
See, I think there's a great separation between being a political activist and being a talk show host.
No, same thing.
Let's turn on them.
Let's see. Who gets the big bucks in radio?
Because I've earned it.
Sean
Rush. Chuck Bonnewell and Randy Corcoran. And it is amazing the friendship that goes on with this, because it just gets nasty. It's like the dog's fighting. You know, if me and Randy are fighting, you come down. You don't just sit there and watch. You jump in.
Yeah.
Same thing. I'm Chuck,
kick him.
And Chuck and I are beating each other up. Here comes Randy. Does he just sit down and watch? No. Just jumps in the fight.
Bite somebody's leg.
Bite a guy going out the door. So it's kind of like, now what? Now, you both said off air, you got to make Polis spend his money.
Yes.
All right. So you have to have, it's called taking the fight. Why take the fight if you're not going to win? Or would he spend his money, and what would be the difference?
Well, first of all, I definitely disagree with Chuck that there's not a chance that we win this thing.
Meaning the governorship?
Well, even the governor's race, simply because there are so many unknowns right now. There could be that magic candidate that comes up, the Caitlyn Jenner of Colorado, who can, you know, draw people out of the woodwork. And things that are happening in Colorado financially are just abismal.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll give whoever wants to take it, either you guys, 10-1 odds. I'll put it, if you win, you win $1,000. If I win, I win a mere 100. And since you guys think it's, you know, you
I don't
must
think it. I'm not thinking it. I'm asking it.
Ask it with money. You're the rich guy here. I mean.
No, don't. We know better than that, don't we? What you're telling me, he's telling me during the sale about going out sailing and how cold it was in the Atlantic. I said, I didn't even know anybody owned a canoe. And
Chuck, you had to borrow the inner tube, right?
How about you growing up? Did you ever know how cold it was sailing in the Atlantic, Randy?
Yeah.
Right all the time.
It could be a down payment on a boat for you. You know, I mean,
tell me.
My fishing pole when I played hooky as a 7-year-old to go to Washington Park was a coat hanger with a piece of string on the end of it.
There's three guys in this room. How many own Ferraris?
Two.
Both of you? Schmodo drives a truck.
Yeah, it's a nice truck.
Thank you. And I earned it. So come back to this. This idea of you got to have a candidate. You got to have a fighter.
And if we keep hammering the impossibility of winning, how do you get anybody? How do you get anybody to try?
They already know it. Of course. You have everybody and their mother wanting to run if they thought they had a possibility. I mean, this is a year off your election where the party in power, both nationally and statewide, tends to do very well. You've got Polis is really trash this state. I mean, just go to downtown Denver and watch the handiwork of Hancock. And normally you'd have people chomping at the bit to run for governor. You got none. I mean, I love Ray Lopez, and I met for
Greg.
The first time Danielle.
Greg Lopez.
Greg, I'm sorry. But, you know, neither one has more than 10 bucks.
Does the city of Denver... my son took me on this bike ride, and I'm looking at how trashed out it is. And we wrote about the All-Star game for the paper and everything.
Right.
Breaks your heart.
Randy, so let me come back. Could we talk about Denver for a moment? Because it has to be on the screen. Who replaces Hancock? And did you also, we talked about this, notice that when it came down, and I wrote about it in the paper, when it came down to bringing the All-Star game, it was 3 days later before Michael Hancock was even mentioned. What does all those things say?
Well, Polis certainly has no love for Hancock. He wasn't considered. If they were trying to support any future activity of Hancock, he would have been a part of the rollout and all of that. Brother Jeff would make a great mayor for Denver.
I thought so, too.
You know,
how about Tay Anderson? We need Tay.
All right, so what happens?
Tay Anderson is the mayor Denver deserves these days.
There's two.
I get to go see Kelly.
One more to bring you in the other room.
I just want to say it only took me 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You're younger and dumber.
Filling in for Randy Corcoran on Saturday will be...
Chuck Bonnewell. No, Tay Anderson.
Tay Anderson.
All right, come back to this. What about Denver? What happens as the mayor now...
You have a choice in Denver. There are two groups in Denver. You can either go with the radicals, which would be Tay Anderson.
And they have no shot.
Candy C.D. Baca. They have a shot.
All right.
They definitely have a shot. Or you go with the corporatists that Brownstein
developers, bankers.
Yeah, sure. The bond babies and everything else.
Bond
each of them has, they're not all bad, but both of them will continue the destruction of Denver. I mean, that is one
city. So is that part of its time to go?
Oh yeah, it's destroyed. I mean, they've destroyed. If you can destroy California, manage to pull that off, you know, Denver's no problem. You can turn it into a dump heap.
The newly elected chairman of the Denver Republican Party is this big, buff, long-haired log cabin Republican. With all the charisma and the bright ideas, I've got to get him on the show sometime because he is working Denver like I've never seen it work before. He's going out on Federal Boulevard, going into the restaurants, meeting, you know, they've got the Korean stretches and all the different community stretches, and he's making those relationships. And you don't have to win Denver to win the state, of course. Yeah. You just have to pick up a percentage of those votes.
Of course.
And so I just come back to fresh ideas are fueling the Republican Party right now and encourage people to get involved and bring their own ideas along.
Let's go, Chuck. And you give me the look.
Chuck says, burn it down!
No, Chuck
elections are won by mechanics. You go door to door. You pick up ballots. You have to have the armies of the night. This is not your 1950s elections. They've rigged this thing so badly that you've got to figure out somewhere to rig it back for yourselves.
Yep.
But just kind of going, does an Alzheimer patient really care what your ideas are?
No, but what you're...
Tertiary stage Alzheimer guy. Oh, a great idea.
Chuck Bonneville, Peter Boyles, Randy Corbin, Randy, of course, tomorrow on here on 710 Kane. Yes, you're...
Maybe.
Could go either way, right?
Hey, Russ Kelly.
You heard the boss say that? never mind. Why don't we break? We'll come back.
Let's
get a break in here.
Let's haul Chuck back there.
Would you shut his microphone off?
With great pleasure.
I don't know. Everyone hang on.
Peter Boyles, News Talk 710, KNUS.
Interrupting the fight this morning, Friday morning, May the 7th, 2021. Beautiful day headed our way. 82 will be the high. My guy, Brian Gray from Alpine Planning, who's going to help me out do some things as well. Hey, Brian, good morning. What do we got?
Hey, good morning, Pete. Let's take a look at these numbers. Obviously, everybody's talking about the job numbers. Disappointment news on the job front. Only 266,000 jobs were added in the month of April, the fewer than expected. 916,000 jobs were added in the month of March. The March jobs, that report had hopes the economy was starting some type of a recovery. The U.S. economy is still more than 8 million jobs in the hole. April was the worst month on record. Last month, the jobs that were added, that was mainly in the leisure and hospitality field. So it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out here over the next 30 days. Last but not least, let's continue to watch the Bill Gates divorce saga.
Yeah.
The clean divorce and division of assets that people were expecting is starting to rumble. Leaks out of Bill's camp say the sides are being picked and the family is not happy with Bill. Yeah.
You see the name that turns up with him is Epstein. Do you see the Jeffrey Epstein connect on that already?
I did, and man. I think you're going to see more and more. It's going to get ugly, but you know, Pete. Right now, it's not having really an effect on Microsoft. Right now, it's trading at $252, or up $2.32 today. The 52-week high is $263, so we're not seeing a lot of negative movement on that. But you know, you never know with an individual stock. So if people want to get that second opinion, by all means, give Alpine Planning Group a call. We'd love to sit down with you.
303-843-0918. 303-843-0918. Join me, trusting Brian Gray. I got these two mad dogs in the studio. Alpine Planning. But I'm reading last night, and who turns up with Bill Gates is Jeffrey Epstein. And we were talking, Chuck and I were talking off air, that the Melinda Gates rents an island for $132,000 a day and goes on the island. Oh, man. Huh? Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's a totally different world. It's monopoly money. So.
Oh, man.
And right, she's teaming up with Bezos' ex. So
I saw that.
Look out.
Watch out. All right. And what is the lesson of this? Get a prenup.
Exactly. Right, get a tight prenup.
Talk to you over the weekend.
All right,
thanks, Brian.
I'll see you next week.
All right, sir. All right. Done.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
And we're selling tickets, $749.
And get your prenup at the law offices of Randy Corcoran. You know, that jobs report, man, for anybody listening, any virtue signaling, self-aggrandizing so-called Republican that voted for Joe Biden because he was immoral. That jobs report and the child trafficked COVID cases that are being spread into Colorado around the country, those are on you, baby.
Yeah.
What has to be done? And again, Chuck's here and Randy's here, and I'm going to do this like I'm getting so much results from reaction from it. I like to do this like every 2 weeks. You guys come in and we'll do this one, but we need to pull I know it's a lift, but unity in the community. There has to be a way, and to find, number one, I think, the right person or right people, because you have two big ones coming. Somebody has to challenge Bennett, and somebody has to challenge Polis.
And no one will.
And this could be some incentive for folks who are considering maybe a businessman, someone who's unknown, not the typical politico, getting into the Senate race. The RNC has a list of potential grabs for the U.S. Senate, and in the top five of that list for next year is Colorado. And that's not because Republicans are so strong. It's because Bennett is so weak. 39% popularity. That doesn't overcome, ballot harvesting and same-day registration. I get it.
Right.
But, you got to start where you are and keep driving forward and driving up, too.
Nobody will sign up. I mean, Bennett, as weak as Bennett is, and I know Michael very, very well.
Do you take Prozac?
Huh?
Do you take Prozac? You must be so depressed.
Let's turn on him, Randy.
Turn on me, Randy. Turn on me. My co-counsel is turning on me.
That's our chance now. Let's bleed him. Catch your forehead. We're going home. Here's where I am in the middle of this, listening to you guys, and I'm sure I'm not alone. One guy says... And the other guy says something else.
Well, Randy's he is more political than I am. I'm a person who's run campaigns. I know how you win campaigns. There's one thing I know to do is how to win campaigns and where you win them and how you win them. And it's almost never whether you've got good talking points or look cute or anything else. Especially in Colorado, it's all down in the mud pit. And the Republicans don't have a mud pit operation. They've got to get ballot harvesting thrown out for them to have any chance at all, and Bennett's just gonna benefit from Polis's ballot harvesting.
But you can also play by the rules that you got, which means you can develop teams of your own to go into the nursing homes.
I was hearing
this stuff last year all the time.
I've been hearing it for years.
Yeah,
there's a huge difference between trying to gather votes in an urban area like Denver. Huge apartment. Try to ballot harvest out in the ranches. They shoot you.
They just pull them out of the trash can at these apartment complexes.
Yeah, exactly.
The blank votes because people just throw them away.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we've got to win. And I love winning. I don't like running campaigns and losing. If anybody's ever run a campaign or run and lost, it is devastating. Let's take these local races. Let's take these House seats. Let's take these state Senate seats, and let's win. Let's take over one of the houses. Let's have some power, and let's start suing these SOBs.
Help us get back involved.
Real quick, and this will be where I'll pick up, and we'll do this again in 2 weeks, two shows of weeks. Where did the Republican Party go off the tracks?
Well, they were asleep at the wheel while people like Ted Trumpo got fired up over the issue of gay marriage, and there was some bill in the Senate or in the state legislature about gay teaching, about homosexuality and education.
Well,
fired up all these millionaire billionaires, and they came together and they sat down and they made a plan.
What was the jacket?
We can do it as well.
The hate state.
Yeah.
That was my kick.
No, that's right. And it was an issue that fired him. It was a hard issue.
Absolutely.
It was not we've got to cut taxes and raise incomes. No. This was a hard issue. This was who they were to their core.
Chuck, same thing.
The consultants took over. They don't care if you win or lose. They were making millions, absolutely millions. And they were controlling everything in the Republican
Party.
You
guys have begun to get rid of them or gotten rid of them.
And by the way, the RNC is aware of it as well. And it's something that's been talked about at the highest levels of the Republican Party.
So who has the strength now? Who's got the reins of the Republican Party in Colorado? Real quick.
Well, Christie's doing a great job of leadership.
She's wonderful.
A good start.
I agree with you. Sir?
She's got a good team around her.
All right.
Except she has to deal with Chuck and me. The crazies
once
of the party.
Once every 2 weeks is more than my fair share. Chuck Bonomo, Randy Corporan. Randy's here tomorrow morning, I think. Thank you.
Got to go find out.
Be nice to our client, by the way.
never mind. Back with John Eastman. Stay here, 710 KNUS.